Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to catch up with our good friend Ken Gosselin from the Hartford Courant. Ken, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little tired. A little tired today, but who isn't tired? Like, seriously, like
I know.
It's like saying you're
so
busy.
It's dreary out there.
I know.
You know?
It's good nap weather. Yep. Hey, listen, can I go back a little bit with you since we haven't talked in a minute? I know, and even the people involved in helping fund it know that it's sort of throwing good money after bad with the People's Bank Arena. But the argument is if you have a few more years left, let's make them good years and try to make some money and get some people in Hartford. I mean, I haven't been there yet. And obviously it's not officially open yet. But what were your impressions when you looked through all the new stuff?
Well, it was pretty impressive. What they have done there, and very glitzy, modern looking, the lighting. But I think what one thing you do have to remember is a lot of that is aimed at the premium seating that is more expensive. But for your regular folk like you and me, you're going to get more comfortable seats. You're going to get more options for concerts coming in. I mean, that's already ticked up the bookings. So it looks promising. Definitely looks promising.
They talk about what they'd like to add. They'd like to have 25 or 30 more dates.
Yeah.
They did achieve that number per year, I'm not saying it would pay for it, but does that make it worth it?
I think that it will finally make the arena a profitable venture. Because the state has had a subsidized losses there for years and years and years. So, if it becomes profitable, then, the state doesn't have to subsidize the operations of it. And so, that's a very good thing. And having more events will hopefully help, the downtown businesses, too. Now that's kind of a hard situation because of course there's concessions and stuff inside the arena, but you may think of after and before. I'm thinking particularly of Pratt Street, which I know you have been on many times. So it could definitely help that.
Yeah, and the mayor has made clear recently that the front of the People's Bank is a priority now too. So we'll see what goes in there. My thing is, I go downtown on Tuesday nights for something at 7 o'clock, right downtown, and there's nobody down there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if businesses will want to go there if they can't sustain themselves on an off day, if you will. We're talking with Ken Gosselin from the Hartford Courant here on Brian & Company. So the piece you wrote about the guy who founded Parkville Market, and he's had a property, obviously Parkville, I don't know, I wonder what the year-over-year, activity is there, how it's doing now that the sort of novelty isn't there. I mean, I really like it, but I haven't been there in over a year. But, you know, he's got this property he wants to develop into apartments, and it makes a ton of sense. Yep. If he could get some people to live down there, then they would obviously be people who would also, you know, eat there and stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if he can't get financing, to me that's kind of a red flag. If you have a successful business going, I mean, is he looking for like a handout here, or is it a legitimate thing that he can't get a bank loan?
Yeah, I would. I think you're particularly thinking about the factory, right? The Whitney, which has been, you know, it just thought it would be done a long time ago. But commercial credit right now, as you, I'm sure you know, is tight. And for a project like that, it's big and it's complicated. Okay, so you have a couple of sources of funding. You have the private funding, which is the bank loans. You also have some public funding coming in. They had to do an environmental cleanup, so that was $4 million there of city funds. And so that's done. And then there's another almost $9 million committed of state funds through the Capital Region Development Authority. Even with that, you know, promise of that, which is still there, Mr. Muta is still having a hard time getting a bank loan. And I sat with him for quite a while last week, and
see, I don't know him. You believe it? Because with all that other support, I find, and with someone who's got a successful business, I find it hard to believe you can't secure financing.
Yeah, well, think about it.
Even in current conditions.
The Parkville Markets is a food hall. You know, this is over here is an apartment building. Okay, right. So we're talking two different things here. He is pursuing other apartment projects around the corner near Real Artways on Arbor Street, he told me. But the Whitney machine tool down on Hamilton Street is just a really big project. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You got to remember, you know, you got to make sure that everything comes together. So, A, you can pay back your loans. You know, B, you make a little profit because that's why you're in the business of development, and you're also able to maintain the place. So, it's a difficult mix to come together sometimes.
Yeah, we're talking with Ken Gossett for the Hartford Courant again. Google likes Kenneth over Ken. But you just do Ken Goslin and Current, and you'll get his material. The other piece I wanted to look at was that one you wrote of that conversion, that $67 million conversion. Mm-hmm. Did you get a look inside there too, or just cover the story and talk to the guy who did the conversion?
Oh, no. I got a pre-tour before the grand opening, and so, yes, I did go through it.
Seems pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. That, again, is an example of a very difficult project because you had an old building similar to what, you know, the challenges down in Parkville. Different location, of course, but I think the developer described it as a tooth pull without Novocaine. And so this was a real, it's an old building. It's a beautiful building. You walk in the lobby and it's, you know, these columns and just a beautiful building, but you never know what you're going to find behind the walls.
Sure.
And so they, you know, it is a beautiful building. You know, one thing I would point out is that, you know, housing, which everyone is talking about now, you know, the rents aren't inexpensive. So, you know, that, yes, we're creating some housing here, but, you know, who can afford it?
Well, so it's 160 units, right? And it's 55 Elm. So it's, and so.
55 Elm, yes.
And so what is, like, how many are rents? Do we know the data in terms of how many people are moving in?
Yeah, well, they have told me last week, now this may have changed, that they had pre-leased about 26 of those units, okay? And so they project that. It's optimistic, but by next spring that the place would be almost fully occupied if they continued on this trajectory of what they're seeing right now. So whether that continues or not, I don't know, but that's what they're predicting.
And what is it? Is it mostly like one bedrooms, or is it what is inside?
No, you have studios, you have ones, twos, and there are some threes that are still under construction on the top floor. So that is kind of what you're looking at there. You know, great, really good location, you know, right near Bushnell Park, and, you know, you can just walk out there, you know, right across the street. Got to be a little careful going across Pulaski Circle there, which is very busy, but, you know, a good location. And then they're talking about more now, you know, on the parking lots that are around the building. So, you know, more maybe coming down the pike here.
All right, Ken. Thanks for the time. I always appreciate catching up.
Okay. All right. Take care. Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.